Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, this morning we're here because we want to hear from you.
亲爱的天父，今天早晨我们来到这里，因为我们要听到你的话。
We want to receive from you.
我们要从你得着。
We thank you that Holy Spirit is our teacher.
我们感谢你，圣灵是我们的教导者。
We allow ourselves in the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们把自己降服在圣灵的服事之下。
We thank you for giving us exactly what we needed.
我们感谢你给我们的正是我们所需要的。
That each and every ears are open, heart receptive to your word.
每一个人的耳朵都打开，每一个人的心都敞开来接受你的话。
We give you all the praise.Praise God and honor for all that we will receive this morning.
我们为今天早上我们所要领受到的一切，把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 We're going to continue our lesson on the principle for an effective prayer life.
我们要继续一连串的课程，有关有效祷告生活的原则。
Prayer is very important.
祷告是非常重要的。
Prayer strengthens our relationship with God.
祷告坚固我们跟神的关系。
Prayer allows God to work in our lives.
祷告容许神让我们在我们的生命当中动工。
Not only in us, but through us.
不只是在我们的里面，而且是透过我们。
Prayer allows God to meet our needs.
祷告容许神来供应我们的需要。
Some people get the idea that God wants me to have it, He'll let me have it.
有人有这样的观念，如果神要给我，就会给我。
No, the Bible says very clearly, we have not because we ask not.
不，不是的，圣经里面写得很清楚，他说我们得不着是因为我们不求。
Prayer is a form of us releasing our faith.
祷告是一个形式，让我们能够释放出我们的信心。
So through our faith, we release our faith to receive from God.
所以透过我们的祷告，我们释放出我们的信心来向神得着。
Prayer also allows God to work in this world.
祷告也同时让神能够在这个世上动工。
Now, in order to have a successful prayer life, we need to know that God wants to answer our prayer.
为了要让我们的祷告生活有果效，我们必须要知道神要垂听我们的祷告。
But there are principles outlined in the Bible to show us how to pray.
但在圣经里面有一些大概概略叙述出那些祷告的原则。
If we follow this principle, we can have a very effective prayer life.
如果我们遵循这些原则的话，我们会有一个很有果效的祷告生活。
This morning we're going to continue to talk about this principle.
今天早上我们要继续传讲有关这方面的原则。
We're going to briefly review what we talked about, then we're going to continue.
我们会简短的复习，然后继续往前。
The first one is we need to pray according to the will of God.
第一个，我们需要照着神的旨意来祷告。
This is also one of the major reasons why many prayers are not being answered.
这也是很多那个祷告没有被神垂听的其中一个最主要的原因。
Because people not praying according to the will of God.
因为人们不是根据神的旨意来祷告。
The will of God is very important.
神的旨意是非常重要的。
God is very particular.
神是非常的明确，他很要求的。
Why is God is so particular?
为什么神这么挑剔，这么要求呢？
Because He has a covenant with us.
因为他跟我们有立约。
You can say that this is a contract that he has with us.
你可以这样讲，这是他跟我们的合约。
No, when two people enter into the contract, what do they do?
当两个人签下合约的时候，他们会怎么做呢？
They need to understand the term.
他们需要知道其中的那些条款。
So everybody know the term, everybody understand the term.
所以每一个人都了解这些条款，都明白。
Now, if you follow the term, then the other person is obligated to do.According to what the contract says.
如果你遵循这些条款的话，那对方他就有这个义务，他一定要照着这个条款来做事。
We have a covenant with God.
我们跟神有立约。
We also have term, which is the Bible.
我们也有这些条款，就是圣经。
The Bible is God's covenant word.
圣经就是神立约的话。
So if we go to God according to the word of God, then we can guarantee that God will do what He says.
所以如果我们根据神的话语来到神面前的话，那我们就能够保证神会回应我们的祷告。
And that's what the problem with a lot of people.
那就是很多人的问题。
A lot of people are not praying according to the word of God.
很多人不是根据神的话语来祷告。
Because the word of God is the will of God.
因为神的话就是神的旨意。
God through this book show us what His will is.
神透过他的书来告诉我们他的旨意是什么。
So if we pray according to the word of God, you are praying according to the will of God.
所以如果我们根据神的话语来祷告，你就是根据神的旨意在祷告。
First John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15 said this.
约翰一书五章14-15节这样告诉我们。
This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He heals us. And if we know that He heals us, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So in other words, if we pray according to God's will, or you can say another way, according to God's word, we will have confidence.
所以换句话说，如果我们根据神的旨意，或是你可以说是神的话语来祷告的话，我们就能够对神坦然无惧。
The reason why we can have so confident because we honored our contract. God has to honor His contract.
我们能够这么有把握，这么坦然无惧，是因为当我们遵循我们的约的时候，神也会遵循他的约。
God is a covenant keeping God.
神是持守约的神。
God will not break His covenant.
神不会破坏他自己的约。
Actually, He used a covenant to prove to us He will do whatever He says.
事实上，他是用他的约来向我们证明，他会完全照着他所说的去做。
So if we want to have an effective prayer life, we need to pray according to the Word of God.
所以如果我们要我们的祷告生活有果效的话，我们必须要根据神的话语来祷告。
Because the Word of God is the will of God.
因为神的话语就是神的旨意。
And the second principle is we need to maintain a close fellowship with the Lord.
然后第二个原则是我们必须要保持跟神亲密的相交。
Prayer is born out of relationship with God.
祷告是从我们跟神的关系开始的。
Not only we need the Word of God.
我们不只是需要神的话
We also need to be led by the Spirit of God.
我们也必须要被圣灵带领
Now in order to be led by the Spirit of God, you have to know God.
为了要被圣灵带领，你必须要认识神。
If you don't know God, how can you be led by the Spirit of God?
如果你不认识神，你怎么能够被圣灵带领呢？
But you cannot know God without spending time with Him, without fellowshipping with Him.
但你没有花时间跟神亲密相交的时候，你怎么可能认识神？
The more time that you spend with Him, the more you fellowship with Him, the more you will know Him.
你花时间，你花更多的时间跟他在一起，你更多与他相交，你就会更认识他。
The more sensitive you will be.To the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
你对圣灵的带领就会越来更加的敏锐。
The more confident you will have.
你就会更多的有把握。
Because the more that you spend time with God, the more God can work in your heart.
因为你更多的花时间跟神同在，神会更多的在你里面动工。
He will mold you, He will shape you.
他会塑造你，他会雕塑你。
Your heart will be more and more like Him.
你的心就会越来越像他。
You will know what He is like.
你会知道他是什么样子。
Not only what he is like, you will know what he likes, what he dislikes.
你不只是知道他是什么样子，而且你知道他喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
Then when you pray is effective because you pray out of his heart.
然后你祷告的时候会有很有果效，因为你是从他的心祷告出来的。
Now this is especially important in the area of intercession.
这在代祷方面特别是很重要的。
Because intercession, you're praying for somebody.
因为你代祷是在为某个人祷告。
Now, when you pray for yourself, you know what you need. You should know what you need.
当你如果你是为你自己祷告的话，你知道你自己需要什么，至少你应该知道你自己需要什么。
But when you pray for somebody else, you don't always know what they need.
但你当你为别人祷告的时候，你不总是知道他们需要什么。
You only know the surface.
你只知道表面的。
You only know what you see.
你只知道你所看到的
But you don't know what is in their heart.
但你不知道在他们心里的状况
You don't know what they need, the root of their problems are.
你不知道他们的问题的根本在哪里
But God knows.
但神知道
God knows exactly what is in their heart.
神完全知道在他们的心里是什么
They may have some sickness in their body.
他们可能身体上有一些疾病
You praying for the sickness.
你为这些疾病祷告
ButTheir sickness may be because they're doing something that they're not supposed to do.
但他们的疾病可能是因为他们做了什么不该做的事。
So while you're praying for their sickness, the problem is not solved.
所以当你为他们的疾病祷告的时候，他们的问题没有解决。
Then they'll still continue to have sickness.
所以他们还是继续的会有疾病。
But God knows.
但神知道。
So the more sensitive you are to the Holy Spirit, the more you're closer to God, you can pray out of His heart.
所以你更多的对神敏锐，对圣灵的带领敏锐，你跟神更亲密的时候，你会从神的心里面祷告出来。
He will actually give you things to pray for, even beyond your understanding.
他甚至会给你祷告出来的是超过你自己头脑所能够知道的。
You don't understand why they pray that way, but God knows that's what they need.
你可能你不知道为什么你这样祷告，但是神知道他们的需要。
I know I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to be talking about different types of prayer in the future.
我讲的进度超前了，但是以后我们会讲到各种不同类型的祷告。
The Bible talks about different kinds of prayer.
圣经里面讲到不同的祷告类型。
Different kinds of prayer has a different sets of rules and principles.
不同的祷告类型有不同的原则还有规定。
But no matter what kind of prayer that you pray, the bottom line is you have to believe.
但不管是各种不同类型的祷告，基本的原则是你必须要相信。
And you have to know the Holy Spirit.
而且你也必须要认识圣灵。
You have to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God.
你必须要学习如何被圣灵带领。
And that come the major way is spending time with Him, fellowshipping with God.
而那是从你最主要的原最主要的方式是从你花时间跟神相交开始的。
And the third principle is we need to maintain a pure heart.
然后第三个原则是我们必须要保持一个清洁的心。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 it says, without holiness, no man can see God.
希伯来书十二章十四节，他说：“人非圣洁，不能见神的面。”
Because our sin hinders God.
因为我们的罪会拦阻神。
Our sin break our fellowship with God.
我们的罪会破坏我们跟神的相交。
Our sin will bring condemnation in our lives.
我们的罪会在我们的生命当中带出定罪。
Your spirit cannot sin.
你的灵是不能够犯罪的。
Your spirit has been born again.
你的灵已经重生了。
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior,
如果你已经接受耶稣做你的救主。
Your spirit is holy.
你的灵是圣洁的。
Your spirit is righteous.
你的灵是义的。
So the moment that you sin, your spirit is going to let you know, your heart is going to condemn you.
所以当你犯罪的那一刻，你的灵会让你知道你做错了。
And when your heart is condemning you, you cannot exercise your faith.
然后当你的心责备你的时候，你没有办法操练应用你的信心。
You cannot have confidence.
你没有办法有把握。
I believe this is one of the reasons why some people don't pray because their hearts are condemning them.
我相信这是很多人为什么他们不祷告，因为他们的心在责备他们。
But actually, you can resolve that issue.
但事实上，你是可以解决这个问题的。
All you have to do is do what 1 John 1:9 says.
你所需要做的，你只要做约翰一书一章九节就好了。
If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The moment you ask God to forgive you, that second He already forgiven you.
当你向神求他赦免的时候，那一秒钟，神就已经赦免你了。
He is not condemning you anymore.
他不会再定你的罪。
He is not going to bring you back to what you did before.
他不会再来提醒你说你过去做了什么。
He's going to show you what you can be, what you can do, what you can have in the future.
他只会告诉你，你未来你可以成为怎么样，你可以做什么样的事。
So this is a good news.
所以这个是。所以这对我们每一个人都是好消息。
I don't care how bad we messed up. I don't care what kind of role that I missed.I can always be back in the will of God.
我不管我可以做，我不管我自己搞得多糟糕，或是我错过神多远，我还是能够回到神的面前。
All I have to do is come to God and ask God for forgiveness.
我唯一需要做的就是来到神的面前求神赦免。
At that moment, I have a brand new beginning.
就在那一刹那，我就有一个全新的开始。
At that moment, I don't need to condemn myself anymore.
就在那一刹那，我不需要再定自己的罪了。
At that moment, I can have confidence toward God.
就在那一刹那，我对神又可以有完全的把握。
At that moment, I can believe God.
在那一刹那，我可以相信神。
At that moment, I can yield myself to God, allowing Him to work through me.
在那一刹那，我可以把自己向神降服，让神来在我的生命当中动工。
Now your feelings gonna say, "No, you did wrong. No, you did wrong. No, you did wrong." This is why we walk by faith, not by sight.
但是你的感觉会一直告诉你说，你做错，你做错，你曾经做错的，这就是为什么我们要凭着我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Because the devil's gonna condemn you.
因为魔鬼会定你的罪。
The devil's gonna bring all that you did.And all the picture in front of you.
魔鬼会把一切你过去曾经做过的事情，把那些图片都放到你的面前。
This is why you need to know the word of God.
这就是为什么你需要明白神的话。
If the devil come to you and say, "Look what you did," you can say, "Look what God did."
如果魔鬼告诉你说，你看看你自己做过曾经做过什么，你可以告诉他神做了什么。
Look what Jesus did.
来看看耶稣做了什么。
He died on the cross. Did you know that?
他在十字架死了，你知不知道啊
？I know you're faking. I know you know.
我知道你是在假装，你是知道的。
But you know the scripture says very clearly.
但你知道圣经里面写得很清楚。
When I ask God to forgive me, He forgives me.
当我求神赦免的时候，他已经赦免我
了。Then I can believe.
所以我能够相信。
So I'm not going to believe the lies of the devil.
所以我不要去相信魔鬼的谎话。
But we do need to maintain a pure heart.
但我们确实需要保持一个清洁的心。
You don't want to continue to do this and do this and do this and try to brush off all these bad feelings.
你不需要一直在排，一直排，一直排，一直把那些不好的感觉都排掉。
Just live a pure life, and you don't have to do all of that.
你只要过一个清洁的生活，你就不需要做其他的那一部分。
And that's what God wants us to do.
而这就是神要我们做的。
And number four, we need to believe that God hears us when we pray.
然后第四点，当我们祷告的时候，我们要相信神垂听了。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
希伯来书十一章六节，他说人没有信心，不能够得神的喜悦。
It says, he that comes to God must believe that he is.
他说凡到神面前来的，必须信有神。
我知道中文说信有神，但是其实 圣经没有这样讲，他就要信他是。他是什么？他是一切，圣经所告诉我们的。他跟摩西说，我是，我就是 I am, I am what I am。
我是，我就是我的，我就是。
其实那个是很奇怪的名字。It seems kind of strange. Who are you? I am.
但是很奇怪啊，你是谁啊？我是。
我是。他是什么？我是。他是一切他讲的。He is whatever he says.
他就是他所说的一切。
So we have to believe he is.
所以我们必须要相信他是。
He is whatever he says he is.
他就是他所说的一切。
So we need to believe in the promises of God.
所以我们需要相信神的应许。
You know, Hebrew is written to the Christians.
你们知道希伯来书是写给基督徒的。
So basically, they already believe there is God.
所以基本上他们都已经相信他是神。
So when it says believe that he is, he's talking about believe that all that God is. 当他说他是的时候，他不是说他是神，他是说他是一切，他圣经所说的一切，他所说的一切，他所说的他就是这样。我们要相信他是。Not only he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
不只是他是，而且他是赏赐那些殷勤寻求他的人。
He is a rewarder.
他是一个报偿的。
He's not a punisher.
他不是一个刑罚者。
He's not trying in heaven try to do something to you or try to trick you.
他不是在天堂想要对你做一些不好的事情，或是来设陷阱害你的。
No, he's trying to figure out how he can bless you.
不，他是在一直在找我怎么样能够来祝福你。
Just like David one time.
就好像有一次大卫王。
He said, "Where is anybody in Jonathan's household? I want to bless somebody. Where is Jonathan has any children?"
他在有一次他在说，在约拿丹的家里面还有谁我可以祝福他的呢？还有谁在我能够祝福他？还有其他的孩子吗？
That's the heart of God.
那就是神的心。
God's heart is so wanting to bless us.
神的心是这么的想要来祝福我们。
A lot of people do not know that.
很多人不明白这一点。
Because tradition tells us he wants to punish us, he wants to teach us a lesson. I'm telling you, that's not the heart of God.
因为传统教导我们说神要刑罚我们，要教导我们功课。我要告诉你，那不是我们的神。
He is.
他是。
He is a rewarder for those diligently seeking.
他是赏赐那些殷勤寻求他的人。
So when we come before him, we have to believe.
所以当我们来到他面前的时候，我们必须要相信。
One of the things we need to believe is believe that he hears us.
我们要相信的其中一件事情就是相信他已经垂听我们。
When we pray, believe God is listening to our prayer. He wants to answer that prayer.
当我们祷告的时候，我们需要相信神垂听了我们的祷告，而且他要回应我们的祷告。
He delights in our prayer.
他喜悦我们的祷告。
He wants to hear our prayer.
他要听我们的祷告。
He wants to answer our prayer.
他要回应我们的祷告。
You think about why ask us to pray if he doesn't want to answer?
你可以想一想，如果说他不要回应我们的祷告，他为什么要我们祷告呢？
Then prayer has no meaning.
那祷告就没有意义了。
Prayer just become a religious exercise.
祷告就变成一个宗教的惯例而已。
It's no different from people in the world. Almost every religion prays.
那就跟世上的其他的宗教他们的祷告是一样的。
对，他们祷告只是祷告而已。你知道跟回教，他们知道什么时候要祷告，那个一天知道某个时候、某个方向、某个方式，他们知道。They pray out of ritual.
他们祷告是因为那是他们的仪式。
But we're not like that.
但我们跟他们是不一样的。
We have a relationship with God.
我们跟神是有关系的。
We know God.
我们认识神。
We are led by the Spirit of God.
我们是被圣灵带领的。
We pray because we believe God will answer our prayer.
我们祷告，因为我们相信神会垂听回应我们的祷告。
Otherwise, prayer has no meaning.
否则祷告就没有意义了。
Then why pray?
那为什么要祷告？
Why pray for the sake of prayer?
为什么要为了祷告而祷告？
No, we pray because we believe God not only hears our prayer, He answers our prayer.
不，我们祷告是因为我们不只是相信神垂听我们的祷告，而且他要回应我们的祷告。
This is what makes Jesus so effective.
这就是为什么使得耶稣这么有果效。
Remember right before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, He prayed this way.
记不记得就在耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活之前，他这样祷告。
He said, "Father, I thank you that you heard me."
他说，天父，我感谢你，你已经听我。
You always hear me.
而且你总是听我。
Telling you, we can also say the same thing.
我告诉你，我们也可以说同样的话。
Because we are in Christ.
因为我们是在基督里。
Whatever Jesus is, so are we.
不管耶稣是什么，我们就是这样。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
So are we.
我们也是。
Son and daughter of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We can have the same boldness to come before God.
我们可以有同样的壮胆来到神的面前。
That's what Scripture says.
这就是圣经里面的话。
Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy from grace to help in times of need.
我们只管坦然无惧。 惧的来到父神施恩的宝座前，我要蒙恩惠得连续做随时的帮助。
He did not say come crawling, come slowly, come scared, no, come boldly.
他不是说你要恐惧战惊非常害怕的来到神面前，不是这样。他说你要坦然无惧的来到神面前。
That means we can be bold in our prayer.
那表示我们在祷告当中我们可以很有壮胆。那表示我们可以跟神说，神我感谢你，你已经垂听我的祷告。我感谢你，你正在回应我的祷告。
I believe in you.
我相信你。
I believe in your word.
我相信你的话。
So prayer needs to have an expectation. It's a believing heart.
所以祷告必须要有一个相信的心，有一个预期期待。
Prayer without faith is meaningless.
祷告没有信心是没有意义的。
Prayer is nothing more than the vehicle that you express your faith.
祷告就是很单纯的来向神表达你的信心。
It is a channel that you express your faith.
那是一个管道，你表达你的信心。
Prayer is something that we use for us to get our needs met, for God to work through us.
祷告是我们用来从神来向神表达我们所需要的，然后让神来供应我们一切的需要。
But what makes it work is our faith.
但那使它有果效的是因为我们的信心。
So if you take faith away from prayer, that prayer is meaningless. It's much mouth and couple words.
所以如果你把你的信心从你的祷告当中拿走的时候，那你的祷告是没有意义的，是只是口头上面一些话。
Now, faith is what from the heart.
信心是从心里来的。
Your heart believe, you believe with your heart.And then you express with your mouth.
你心里相信，因为你心里相信，所以你透过你的口表达出来。
Now you think about your faith is not involved, then I don't need to pray every day.
你可以想一想，如果祷告没有信心加入的话，那我不需要每天祷告。
All I have to do is just pray what I need to pray and put it all on recorder.
我所需要做的就是把我一切的祷告内容，我需要的，我把它用录音机录起来。
And I come before God and put a tape recorder and say, God, here.
然后我来到神面前的时候，我就把录音机按下去，然后神啊，你听。
Every day I come before God, I play my tape. God, listen.
我每一天我来到神面前的时候，我就按下录音机，神啊，你听。
But that word is not from the heart because the machine does not have the heart.
但那些话语不是从心里来的，因为那个机器是没有心的。
So prayer works is because we believe with our heart, we say with our mouth.
所以祷告有果效，是因为我们心里相信，然后我们口里说出来。
So if you take faith away from prayer, it's meaningless.
所以如果你把信心从祷告拿走的话，那个祷告是没有意义的。
So when we pray, we have to believe that He healed us, and not only He healed us, He answered those prayers.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们需要相信他已经垂听我们，而且他不只是垂听，而且他要回应我们的祷告。
And number five, in order to be effective in our prayer life.We need to be persistent in our prayer.
然后第五点，我们为了要让我们的祷告生活有果效，第五点我们需要坚持。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6 and 7.
我们来看以赛亚书62章6到7节。
Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7.
以赛亚书62章6、7节。
I have set watchmen on your wall, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silence.And give him no rest till he is established, and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Verse 6, God says, I have set watchmen on your wall, O Jerusalem.
第六节，神说：“耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的。”
You can say it this way: Watchmen is referred to those people who pray, those intercessors.
你可以这样讲：那些守望的，就是那些祷告的人，为别人代求的人。
And some people may say, "Oh, I'm glad I'm not called to be intercessor."
有人可能说：“我很高兴，我不是蒙召做一个代祷者。”
No, every single one of us are called to be intercessor.
不，我们每一个人都被呼召成为一个代祷者。
Because in New Testament, God made us all kings and priests.
因为在新约里面，神已经把我们造成每一个人都是君尊的祭司，都是王。
We are the royal priesthood.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We represent God on behalf of man.
我们代表人在神的面前。
We represent God in on behalf of man.
我们在人的面前代表神。
So we are intercessor.
所以我们是代祷者。
Whether you like it or not, you are intercessor.
不管你喜不喜欢，你已经是一个代祷者。
The moment you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are an intercessor.
当你接受耶稣作为救主的那一刹那，你就已经是一个代祷者。
There is no special calling to be intercessor.
没有，并没有所谓的特别呼召被成为一个代祷者。
Now there are some people God specially anoint. I'm not saying there's none of that.
是有一些人是神特别高抹他的，我并不是说没有这样的。
But as a whole, every single one of us are called to pray.
但就整体来讲，我们每一个人都被蒙召来祷告。
Notice the part of the job of the intercessor is to do what?
注意，作为一个代祷者，其中的一部分工作是什么
？It says, "Who shall never hold their peace day or night."
所以他说他昼夜必不静默。
In other words.Prayer continuously.
换句话说，你要持续不断的祷告。
Does that mean that we quit our job, we lock in our room, and we pray 24 hours a day?
难道那就表示说我们要辞掉我们的工作，我们把自己关在房间里面，一天24小时一直在祷告吗
？That the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. We just keep on praying and praying and praying until we drop.
难道那就表示我那个就好像是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》5:17，他说我们要不住的祷告，所以我们要一直祷告，一直祷告，直到我们倒下去。
No, that means your attitude or prayer.
不，那表示的是我们祷告的心态，我们的态度。
That means we're ready to pray anytime.
那表示我们随时预备好祷告。
That means when God speaks to our heart or when God touches our heart, we pray.
那表示当神对我们的心说话，触摸到我们的心的时候，我们就祷告。
Again, somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, how long do you pray?
再次有人问史密斯维格斯维尔，你多久祷告呢？
He said, I never pray for more than 10 minutes.
他说，我从来不会祷告超过10分钟。
He never prayed for more than 10 minutes.
他从来没有祷告超过10分钟。
Somebody said, 10 minutes, so I need to pray.
然后就有人说，那我只要祷告10分钟就好。
And he said, I will never go 10 minutes without prayer.
然后他接着说，我从来没有超过10分钟不祷告。
What is he saying?
那到底在说什么？
He said,Prayer does not be long, 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 long prayer like some ministers go on and 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 real loud.
他说的是祷告不需要像某些的那些神的仆人一直祷告非常非常非常非常非常的长，而且是很大声。
I'm telling you, God does not hear because we have a long prayer.
我告诉你，神垂听不是因为我们祷告非常的长。
God hear because we have faith.
神垂听是因为我们的信心。
And that prayer could be so short, could be two words, and God can hear those words and answer those prayers.
而且那个祷告可以短到就算是两个字，神也垂听那两个字，他也明白。
So he said, I never pray for more than 10 minutes.
所以他说我从来没有祷告超过十分钟。
But I will never go 10 minutes without prayer.
但我也不会超过十分钟不祷告。
So in other words, he remains an attitude of prayer.
所以那换句话说，他是保持一个祷告的态度。
So whenever God prompts him or whenever there's something need to be prayed for, he prayed immediately.
所以当不管神什么时候来提示他，来告诉他的时候，他就祷告出来。
And that prayer doesn't have to be so long.
而且那个祷告不需要那么长。
So that's the attitude that we have to have.
所以那是我们必须要拥有的态度。
Notice again it says in verse 6.
注意再次来看第六节。
I have set watchmen on your wall, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace day and night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silence.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
In other words, keep on praying.
换句话说，你要继续祷告。
Again, that also means we are led by the Spirit.
再次，那也表示我们被圣灵带领。
In verse 7, it said, "Give him no rest till he establish, till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth."
然后第七节，他说也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷时，耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
I want you to know that it says in verse 7, give him no rest.
我要你们知道是在第七节，他说不要使他歇息。
So in other words, be persistent.
所以换句话说，你要坚持。
Now on the surface, it seems like God doesn't want to move. You have to shake his hand until he moves.
从表面上来看，好像是神不要动，然后你一定要摇动他的手，让他来运行。
No, God wants to move.
不，神是要来运行的。
But he needs prayer to move through.
但他需要祷告了，透过祷告来运行。
Prayer is a channel. Prayer is a vehicle.
祷告是一个管道，是一个途径。
So when we don't pray, he cannot do anything.
所以如果我们不祷告的话，他什么都不能做。
He's in heaven saying, somebody, just like in Ezekiel, he says in Isaiah, he said he's searching for intercession, but he found none.
他在天上，他一直在看有谁要祷告，就好像他在以赛亚书所说的，他在天上在寻找有人祷告代祷的，
但是他找不到。 在以西结他讲一样的他找不到 In Ezekiel he said the same thing
在以西结书他也说同样的话
So it's not that he doesn't want to work
所以并不是他不要工作
But he needs prayer
但他需要祷告
Prayer is a channel
祷告是一个管道
Prayer is a vehicle that he can work through
祷告是一个途径他能够透过这个途径来运行
So it says in verse 7 gave him no rest that means he continued to pray he continued to work
所以第七节他说不要使他歇息所以那表示你继续祷告他就会继续做
You don't pray, he doesn't work. He can, actually, not he doesn't work, he can't work.
你不祷告他就不做事实上不是他不做而是他不能够做什么
Because he gave men the authority.
因为他已经给人权柄了
All the authority has been given to the church.
一切的权柄都已经给教会了
He said, whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
他说凡你在地上所捆绑的在天上就捆绑凡你在地上所释放的在天上就释放
So you don't do anything, nothing will happen.
所以你不做什么就没有什么事情会发生
But when you pray, God continued to
move.
Now in the areas of intercession, that's continued until you see the breakthrough, until you see the answer.
在代祷方面，你要继续不断的祷告，直到你看到突破，你看到有事情发生。
For our personal need, we can pray the prayer of faith.
但是就有关我们自己个人的需要，我们可以用信心的祷告。
We can believe that we receive. We thank God for it.
我们可以相信我们已经得着，然后我们感谢神。
We can begin to confess the word of God, believe that we have already received, and thank God for the answer.
我们可以宣告神的话，然后相信神，我们已经拥有了，我们已经得着答案了。
But in the area of intercession, you have to continuously persistent in prayer.
但是在代祷方面，你要继续不断，而且是非常坚持的祷告。
Because while God is working, the devil is also at work.
因为当神在动工的时候，魔鬼同时也在动工。
That's why you have to keep on praying until you have a breakthrough.
这就是为什么你要继续祷告，继续祷告，直到你有突破。
Remember Daniel?
记不记得但以理
？Daniel was praying for the particular situation.
但以理在某种特别的情况在祷告。
21 days later, the angel came.
然后二十一天以后，天使来了。
Angel said, from day one, when you set yourself to seek the face of God.Your words were heard.
天使说，从你第一天开始定义寻求神的时候，神已经垂听了。
已经垂听了，从第一天。第一天那时刻你祷告的时候，神已经听了，神已经在做了。But then the angel said, but the prince of Persia opposed me. In other words, there's a great spiritual warfare going on in heaven that we do not see.
但是他接着说因为有波斯国的魔君他在拦阻我换句话说在属灵的里面属灵的领域里面有很大的征战在拦阻在抵挡
There's a spiritual warfare going on
有一个属灵的征战
The devil is already defeated
魔鬼已经被打败了
But he still has the right to be on the earth
但他还是有权利在这个世上
As long as he has the right to be on this earth he's going to oppose us
只要他还有权利在这个世上他就会来反对对抗我们
But thank God greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world
但是感谢神那在我们里面的比这个是在这个世界上的更大。
We have angels all around us.
我们在我们的周围有天使。
Now how can you activate those angels?
你怎么样来引动天使呢
？Psalm 103 verse 20 through your word.
诗篇103篇20节，他说透过你的话语。
Through your prayer.
透过你的祷告。
Through your prayer, angels are at work.
透过你的祷告，天使在动工。
So Daniel did not pray for one day only.
所以但以理不是祷告第一天就。
He prayed for 21 days.
他祷告了21天。
Now what will happen if Daniel stopped at 20 days?
那如果但以理在祷告第20天的时候他停下来会怎么样
?The angels, Michael and Gabriel, the angel, the archangel, sorry, put his foot on the devil's neck and I'm almost just stamp on it.
那个天使长加百列跟米迦勒他的脚已经开始他准备要往那个魔鬼头上踩下去的。
And Daniel said, must not be God's will.
然后但以理说、哦、可能那不是神的旨意
And what happened?
那会怎么样
And then they'll fly away and fly back into heaven
然后天使的脚踩不下去然后他又飞回天堂去了
This is why we have to be persistent
这就是为什么我们需要坚持
You don't give up In intercession prayer You don't give up until you see the answer
在代祷的方面你不要放弃你要一直祷告直到你看到突破看到答案
I even heard the testimony of people whoDid not see their prayer answer in their lifetime, but the next generation saw the answer.
我甚至看到有人他们在他们祷告一生祷告当中他们活着的时候并没有看到答案但是在他的下一个世代看到了答案。
But they never give up.
但他们从来没有放弃。
There's an old man that's praying for a particular man.
有一个老人为某一个人祷告。
I forgot his very well-known story.
我忘记这是很有名的一个故事。
He has a book with all the different names of people that he prayed for.
他自己有一本书，他上面列了所有他为他们代祷的人的名字。
After he passed away, people opened up his book, and all the names were crossed out except for one.
然后在他这当这个人他死了以后，人家把他的书那一本代祷的书翻开的时候，他所有的名字都划掉，除了一个人的名字。
But it was at his funeral that man.Receive Jesus.
但是就在这个人的葬礼的时候，这个人还没划掉的这个人的名字，那个人他接受耶稣了。
His prayer was answered.
他的祷告已经得到答案了。
Sometimes when you pray, you think that God is not answering this prayer, but you don't know. You don't know when God can manifest the answer. Actually, it's not dependent on God. It's just a lot of factors involved.
有时候你祷告的时候，你觉得你没有看到神，你没有看到神的回应，你看不到神在动工。但事实上，神已经在动工了。你一直祷告，神就会一直做。
对，神已经在动工了，也许你没有看到，但是你继续相信的时候，这个祷告不会失败的，这个祷告是有能力的，这个祷告是有果效的，这个祷告会成就。我相信很多很多国家在享受他们的复兴，是因为已经有很多人曾经在祷告，因为这些人祷告，他使神能够在这个那个时代做一些事情。Same thing, we can continue to pray for revival. Even though in the natural we may not see it, but God is doing something.
同样的，我们可以继续不断的为复兴祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。虽然我们肉眼看不到，但是神仍然继续不断的在动工。
Notice it says in verse 7.
注意第七节。
Give him no rest until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a place in the earth.
也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷时，耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
So when God said give him no rest, let's not give him any rest.
所以当神说不要使他歇息的时候，我们就不要使他歇息。
God, you're not going to go to sleep.
神啊，你不能够睡觉。
As long as I'm here, you're not going to go to sleep.
只要我还在这里，你别不要想睡觉了。
And God said, no, I don't sleep.
然后神会说不，我不会睡觉的。
God doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber.
神不会打盹，也不会睡觉。
So as long as we pray, God continues to work.
所以只要我们继续祷告，神会继续动工。
So we need to be persistent in our prayer.
所以我们在祷告当中，我们要坚持。
And number six, in order to be effective in our prayer life, we need to be fervent in our prayer.
然后第六点，我们为了要让我们的祷告生活有果效，我们在祷告当中必须要火热。
Prayer needs to be prayer from our heart.
祷告必须是从我们的心里面出来的。
It has to be wholeheartedly.
那必须是全心、真心、诚意的。
Let's look at James chapter 5 verse 16.
我们来看雅各书五章十六节。
James 5:16.
雅各书五章十六节。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Now I'm not going to take time to talk about the first part. There's a lot need to be said about this part.
我不要花时间讲前半段，因为那有很多需要传讲的。
But when they say confess your trespasses to one another, it doesn't mean you go to somebody and tell them everything that you did.
但他说你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，不是，并不是说你去到一个人面前，然后就告诉他一件你所做的事情。
It means when you offend somebody.Or when you sin against somebody and the person knows it, you need to ask for forgiveness. You need to confess your sin to one another this way.
那的意思是说，如果你冒犯某个人，或是你犯罪得罪了某个人，你需要来到那个人面前来向他认罪悔改，然后彼此互相代求。
其实这个方面你可以讲很多很多很多，因为教会有很多不符合圣经的教导。因为我曾经去过一个教会，他们。会要求人家来到面前教会的面前来认罪，他做什么，他个人私底下做什么，我告诉你这根本不是我的圣经，这个罪不是人家的关系。就好像有一个笑话，三个服侍者在彼此认罪，第一个说我是偷东西的，我要跟你认罪我偷东西，另外一个说我是贪心的，我要跟你认罪我是贪心的，第三个说我是讲闲话的，我等不止要告诉其他的人。Be careful who you confess your sin to.
你要小心，你到底是跟谁认罪
？No, it's personal.
不，那是个人的。
It's between you and God.
那是在于你跟神。
But if you sin against someone and they know it, you need to ask for forgiveness. You need to make it right.
但如果你犯罪得罪了某个人，你需要让他知道，然后向他求他赦免。
That's what he's talking about.
那就是他所说的意思。
Confess your trespasses to one another.
你要彼此认罪，互相代求。
Pray for one another.
然后彼此代求。
That you may be healed.
使你们可以得医治。
But I want to concentrate on the last part of this scripture.
但我要专注的是这段经节的后半段。
The effective fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much.
义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
I like the amplified version of this verse.
我喜欢扩大版圣经有关这一段经文。
It says, earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available.Dynamic in this working.
他说的是义人迫切而且是从心里真心持续的祷告会产生巨大惊人强而有力的能力可供使用。
The prayer that comes from the heart, the continual prayer of the righteous man make tremendous power available.
那从心里出来的祷告义人的祷告会产生巨大的惊人的能力。
Somebody may say, oh, that's for righteous men, but who am I?
那有人会说那是给义人的对义人说的那我是谁呀、
啊、You receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are the righteousness of God in Christ.
你接受耶稣作为你的救主你在神的眼中已经是一个义人了。
So your prayer is effective.
所以你的祷告是有果效的。
When you pray, it's just like Jesus is praying.
当你祷告的时候就好像是耶稣在祷告。
But it did not say just prayer, it says earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of the righteous man.
但他说他不只是说祷告而且是迫切的从心里真心诚意持续的火热的祷告
so let me pray it has to be from our heart
所以那表示祷告必须是从我们的心里来的
let's look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 2
我们来看哥罗西书四章二节
Colossians chapter 4 verse 2
哥罗西书四章二节
continue earnestly in prayer being vigilant in it with thanksgiving
你们要恒切祷告在此警醒感恩
Notice it says earnestly in prayer
注意他这里他说你 要持久而且要迫切的祷告
Let's look at verse 12
我们来看十二节
Epaphras who is one of you a servant of Christ greets you always labor fervently for you in prayer that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴佛问你们安他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全信心充足能站立得稳
Notice servant of God he prayed he labored he prayed fervently
注意这里这一位神的仆人他在神的面前他是很竭力的在祈求
So in other words prayer should be earnestly prayer should be fervently Prayer should be from our heart.
所以换句话说，祷告必须非常迫切、非常的火热、非常从我们的心里出来的。
这表示说没有打瞌睡的祷告。That means when we pray with our whole heart.
那表示我们祷告的时候，我们是用我们的全心在祷告。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be loud.
那不一定要是你一定要很大声。
Some people get the idea the louder you are, the easier God can hear.
有人有这样的观念，你越大声，神越容易听到。
Because when they pray loud, real, real loud.
因为他们祷告的时候非常非常的大声。
No, there's nothing wrong with prayer loud, as long as it's from the heart.
不，那个祷告大声没有问题，只要是从我们的心里出来的。
Sometimes when ministers pray, I'm kind of curious. Are they praying for men to hear, or are they praying for God to hear?
有时候有一些服事的人，服事者，他们祷告的时候，我很好奇，他们祷告是要给神听还是给人听的？
很大声，很长。No, when you pray from your heart.
不是，当你祷告的时候，你是从心里祷告的。
Being fervent doesn't necessarily have to be loud.
火热不一定是要很大声。
It can be loud.
那可能可以是很大声。
But it doesn't have to be.
但不一定要很大声。
You can pray from your heart fervently with your heart.
你可以很从心里面很火热、很迫切的从你的心里，在你的心里祷告。
Hannah prayed fervently to the point the word did not come out of her mouth.
Hannah 祷告，她迫切到一个地步，她当她祷告的时候，她的嘴巴在动，声音并没有出来。
But God heard her prayer.
但神垂听了她的祷告。
Sometimes it's not always convenient to pray loud when you have a lot of people around.
有时候当你有很多人在你周围的时候，那不是很方便你能够大声祷告。
Then we make excuses.
那我们就找了一个借口。
When I go home, then I pray.
我回家的时候我会祷告。
Then we go home, we sleep.
然后我们回家的时候我们就睡觉。
No, you can pray anytime.
不，你随时都可以祷告。
You can, Father, thank you. Thank you that you're working in the situation. 你可以从你的心很迫切的祷告，你可以 pray fervently from your heart without having to be very loud。
你可以从心里很迫切的祷告，但是你不需要很大声。
But you have to be fervently from your heart。
但你必须是从心里非常火热迫切。
Now, again, that doesn't mean you must have your energy. This is not fleshly thing。
再一次的，不是说你用尽了你所有的精力，这个不是属血气的。
对，这不是属血气的。我讲的不是自然的，我讲的是从你的心。你可以很自然的表情，但是从你心表达一些祷告，是因为这是全心的祷告，为某个事情祷告，神全心的这些祷告。So it's not necessary that you use your energy, not necessarily loud. It could be. I'm not saying loud is not good. It could be, but the main thing is from your heart, whole heart.
所以那不一定是要你要你不需要用尽你全部的精力，然后很大声的祷告。再一次的，我要强调，不是说你不要用大声祷告，那可以，你可以是用大声祷告，但是最重要的是你要从你的心里出来的。
There's a well-known minister by the name of Gordon Lindsay.
有一个很有名的神的仆人，一个服侍者，他的名字叫 Gordon Lindsay.
He made a statement I really like.
他这样说我很喜欢。
He said, no minister should go one day without 1 hour of red hot prayer.
他说没有一个侍奉者不需要每一天花一个小时很火热迫切的祷告。
Now, some people will say, 呦，喝咖仔，我不是一个，
不是那个侍奉者。
我不是那个侍奉者。Good, I'm not a minister. Minister should pray. Minister, pastor, you pray for 1 hour.
哦，很好，我不是那个侍奉者，是这特别是侍奉者，还有牧师，你每天必须要至少祷告一个小时。
But every single one of us are called to be a minister.
但我们每一个人都已经蒙召作为一个侍奉者。
You receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are already a minister.
你接受耶稣作为你的救主，你已经是一个侍奉者。
You may not be serving in the pulpit, you may not be in the full-time ministry, but you are a minister.
你或许不是在站在讲台上面的服事，或是蒙召做一个全时间的服事者，但是你已经蒙召作为一个侍奉者。
God has already given us a ministry of reconciliation.
神已经把那个和好的职分托付给我们了。
Every single one of us are called to preach the gospel.
我们每一个人都蒙召要去传讲福音。
It's a great commission.
那是一个大使命。
Great commission is given to every single believer.
大使命是给每一个信徒的。
So that means we need to pray one hour red hot prayer.
所以那表示我们需要每一天花一个小时迫切火热的祷告。
Actually, this is not, I'm not preaching legalism. You know what I mean?
事实上，我也不是在传讲律法，你知道我的意思。
It means that you do need to maintain a prayer life that you are fervent.
那表示你必须要，你确实需要保持一个祷告的生活，祷告的生活是非常火热的。
Because we are in the spiritual warfare.
因为我们是在属灵的征战里面。
We have one enemy out there.
我们在我们周围有一个敌人。
The devil,
就是魔鬼
and he has a determination.
而且他已经下定决心
He wants to kill, steal and destroy you.
他要偷窃、杀害、毁坏你
He's working 24 hours a day.
他一天24小时都在动工
So how can we not pray?
所以我们怎么能够不祷告呢
We don't pray, then we hinder God. God cannot do anything.
我们不祷告，我们就拦阻了神，神没有办法做什么
When we are red hot in our prayer, the devil cannot successfully touch us.
当我们在祷告当中迫切火热的祷告的时候，魔鬼就不能够很成功的来伤害碰我们。
He can't.
他没有办法。
I like what Reinhard Bonnke said.
我喜欢布永康所说的。
Reinhard Bonnke said he never seen a fly on the hot red stove.
布永康说他从来没有看过一只苍蝇飞停在那个烧火热的那个火炉上面。
No, when the fly senses heat, they're gonna fly away.
不，当那个苍蝇它感觉到热度的时候，那个火热的时候，它就赶快它飞走了。
I'm telling you, if you maintain the fervent in your prayer, fervent in your spiritual life, the devil cannot come near.
我告诉你，如果你在你的祷告生活或是在你属灵的生活当中，你保持一个火热的态度的时候，魔鬼他就要赶快逃跑。
And because he's crazy, he will try.
但是因为他是很疯狂的，所以他还是会想试试看。可是他会受伤。
He will get he will hurt real bad.
他会伤得很重。
So you maintain a life of prayer, a life of fervency, a life of faith, you can hurt the devil.
所以你保持一个祷告的生活，火热的生活，还有信心的生活，魔鬼就会受伤害。
他会受伤害。我告诉你，我们应该给他更严重，给他更严重的伤害。And you do it by live a life of faith.
而你这样做是凭着你信心的生活做的。
A life in the spirit.
在灵里面的生活。
That means we need to be fervent in our prayer, fervent in our spiritual life.
所以那表示在我们的祷告，在我们的属灵生活、生命当中，我们要保持一个火热的态度。
And number seven, in order to be effective in our prayer life, we need to expect the result in our prayer.
然后第七点，为了让我们的祷告生活有果效，在我们祷告的时候，我们必须要预期，要期待。
Not only believe, but you expect.
不只是相信，而且你预期期待。
Now, what does it mean to expect?
那预期期待是什么意思呢
？That means you go beyond believing. You know you already have it.
那表示你不只是相信，你超过相信，你那表示你已经拥有了。
It's like somebody gave this illustration.
就好像有人给你一个例子。
好像有人给一个例子。If God says to you tomorrow morning it will rain.
如果神对你说明天会下雨。
You don't, in the morning, you don't need to turn on the forecast. You don't need to look at the sky. You just take the umbrella with you.
你早上起来的时候，你不需要打开那个电视看那个气象报告，或是看看天空，你就很自然的拿着雨伞要出门。
That's expectation.
那就是预期。
Expect what God said is true. Expect that's exactly what will happen.
预期神所说的话也是真实的，那就是会发生的事。
So when we pray, we also need to expect the answer is on the way.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们也需要预期那个答案已经在路上。
That's what Jesus says.
这就是耶稣所说的。
Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them.You will have them.
凡你们祷告祈求的，只要你们信是得着的，你们就会得着。
So in other words, we ask, we cannot doubt. We have to believe.
所以换句话说，我们祷告的时候，我们求的时候，我们不可以怀疑，我们必须要相信。
That's what it says in James chapter 1 verse 5 to 8.
那就是他在雅各书一章五到八节所说的。
It says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
他说，若有人缺乏智慧的，可以向神求。
Again, whatever you needed, we have to ask of God.
再一次的，一切你所需要的，你都要向神求。
But then it says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting.
但是他接着说，只要凭着信心求，一点都不疑惑。
So in other words, we cannot doubt.
所以换句话说，我们不可以怀疑。
Oh, how can you not doubt?
你怎么能够不怀疑呢
？Come to the church.
来到教会。
You come to the church every single service, your mind renewed. You're not going to doubt.
你所有的聚会，你都来到教会听的时候，你的心思意念被更新，你就不会怀疑。
When your mind is renewed with the word of God, you can recognize the thought of the devil.
当你的心思意念被神的话语更新的时候，你就能够认出是魔鬼来的思想或是什么。
When the devil comes, you know that is not your thought.
当魔鬼来的时候，你知道那不是从你而来的思想。
So it is possible that you can come to the place that you don't doubt anymore.
所以那是有可能你能够来到一个地步，你一点怀疑都没有。
You may have the thoughts of doubt come into your mind, but because your mind is so renewed, you know that is not your thought.
你或许会有那些怀疑的思想要进到你的脑中，但是因为你的心思意念已经被神的话语更新的时候，你知道那个思想是从魔鬼来，不是你的。
Let me give you an example of it.
我来给你一个例子。
I know many of you experienced this.
我知道你们当中很多人都经历过这种。
You know God wants to heal you.
你知道神要医治。
You know that you know that you know that it is the will of God to heal.
你知道你确确实实真真彻彻底底的知道那是神的旨意要医治你。
You absolutely sure inside of you.
在你的里面你是完全绝对的确定。
All of a sudden, it's a thought coming to you. You're going to get sick. I'm getting sick.
突然有一个思想要进到你的脑中、哦、我快要生病了我快要生病了
What's the first reaction?
那你第一个反应是什么把它赶出去
我不会 Because your mind is so renewed
因为你的心思意念已经被更新了
Or like Joanne testified one time
或是美兰有一次做见证
Before all the thought comes It's time to go to the doctor And then Okay, time to go to the doctor.
以前那个思想来说该是时候去看医生了哦，好我就去看医生
But now she said her健保卡Her insurance card is all blank.
但是他说他现在的健保卡是空白的。
But if the thought ever come back again, she's gonna laugh. I'm not going to the doctor.
但是当那个思想再进来的时候，他会笑说：“我不会去看医生的。
”I don't need to be sick anymore.
我不需要再生病了。
You that doubt is not going to influence you anymore.
那个怀疑再也不能够影响你了。
So we have to get our mind renewed with the word of God.
所以我们需要用神的话语来更新我们的心思意念。
So that we can expect God for results.
所以我们能够来向神预期那个答案。
Again, the scripture says, whatever you pray, believing, you will receive.
再一次的圣经里面说，凡你们祷告祈求的，只要信是得着。
I believe a lot of people need to get this well deep down inside of them.
我相信这是很多人需要把这一句话很深的放在心里面。
A lot of prayer is not, are not prayer of faith.
很多的祷告并不是信心的祷告。
A lot of prayer, I can tell you what it is, is prayer of hope.
我可以告诉你很多的祷告是盼望希望的祷告。
You can tell whether a person is praying a prayer of faith or not.
你可以知道一个人是不是用信心的祷告。
After the prayer, you ask him, did you receive it already?
在他们祷告完以后，你问他你得着了吗？
I can guarantee you, most of them say, I hope so.
我可以向你保证，很多人会说，我希望我有。
No, we don't receive from God because we hope so.
不，我们不是因为我们希望得着，所以我们从神得着。
We receive from God because we believe.
我们从神得着是因为我们相信
we believe that we have received it.
我们相信我们已经得着了
But most people when they pray it's like this I hope this is true I hope God will answer I hope this will happen
但很多人大部分的人祷告很多人祷告他们祷告是我希望这个事情会发生我希望这个是真实的我希望神会给我
No God moved because we believe
不神运行是因为我们相信
God doesn't move because we have a need
神不是因为我们有需要所以他运行
You think about it, if God moved because of need this whole world has so much need it's already satisfied
你可以想想如果神是因为人的需要运行的话那整个世界那么多的需要神已经都在运行都已经满足了
God moved is because there's faith
不神运行是因为人的信心
I'd like to say another way
我喜欢另外用一个方式另外一个方式讲
God moved because there is a channel that he can channel his power he can channel whatever he needs to the world
神运行是因为有一个管道有一个管道他能够向世人来向世界彰显出他的一切的供应
对一切他我们世界所需要的因为他需要那个管道 So it's not necessary I don't particularly like the way the people say faith moves God
所以我 不一定是这样我也不太喜欢人家说的是信心使得神运行
Even though I know what they mean I'm not totally come against it
虽然我知道他们的意思我也不是完全反对他们
But I'd rather say this way God moved through faith
我比较喜欢这样讲神是透过信心运行的
神透过信心运行不是信心摇动神因为我们不是了不起我们没有办法能够摇动神你想想看如果神不要做我不管你的信心多大你没有办法能够摇动他的如果神说不要你没有办法能够摇动他但是因为神已经要了但是他要了他要怎样他怎样能够成就他需要信心他需要那个管道所以透过信心他可以做他要做的所以我比较喜欢说神透过信心应许不是信心摇动神不是信心举动神 Faith yes in some way you can say it moves God because when we believe God moves
是的在某个方面来讲的话你可以说信心移动使得神运行使得移动神是的因为信心神所以运行
But in reality is God moved through us because we believe
但事实上是神透过我们来运行因为我们相信
Faith is not passive
信心不是消极的
Faith is active.
信心是积极的
So when you believe, you have to keep on believing.
所以当你相信的时候你要继续的相信
Until you see the answer.
直到你看到答案
I think this is why a lot of people don't see the result because they in their mind they're thinking once I pray, once I believe, I should see it.
我认为这是很多人他们祷告没有看到结果的原因因为他们认为我祷告了我就应该立刻看到结果
No, you keep on believing
不你要继续相信
You keep on believing until the answer manifests
你要继续相信直到那个答案彰显出来
God wants to do it
神要做
Sometimes there's a lot of background work that he has to do
但是有时候有在背后有一些很多的工作是他需要处理的
Like for example
举个例子
You may be praying for a job
你或许在祷告一个工作
And God will answer you God wants to provide for you
神也回应你神要供应你工作
And God's going to in the background begin to prepare a place for you
然后神也来为你预备那个工作
God will begin to speak to the heart
神会对那心说话
And God will begin to work in their heart
然后神会在他们的心里面动工对他们说话
Prepare a place that they're just right for you
然后未来为你预备一个工作正式给你
On the other hand God begin to lead you begin to speak in your heart
然后在另外一方面神在开始在你的心里说话来带领你
He begin to lead you and guide you to that place
他开始带领引导你到那个地方
Now all this takes time
这一切都需要时间
But because you believe, because you keep on believing, God can do all of that.
但因为你相信，而且你继续的相信，所以神能够成就一切来做完成这个。
So sometimes when we believe, we don't see it right away. Don't lose heart.
所以有时候当我们相信，我们没有立刻看到的时候，你不要灰心。
The Bible says, "In due season we shall reap."
圣经里面说，到了时候我们就要收成。
The kingdom of God operates on the principle of sowing and reaping.
神国运行的原则是种与收的原则。
Prayer is also type of sowing.
当你祷告的时候，你也是在栽种。
When you speak the word of God, when you pray, those words come out of your mouth. They are seed.
当你说出神的话语，你祷告的时候，那些从你口里说出来的话语，那些都是种子。
And as you plant something, most of the time, you're not going to see it right away.
然后当你栽种的时候，你大部分的时候，你不会立刻看到结果。
You have to continue to water.
你要继续不断的浇灌。
Continue to take care of it.
继续不断的来照顾。
Until it begin to sprout and then produce food.
直到它开始生根发芽，然后结出果子来。
But in that transition, what do you do during that transition?
但是在那个过程当中，你要怎么样呢？
Keep on believing.
你要继续相信。
You have to keep on expecting.
你要继续的期待。
Expecting, keep the heaven open.
你要继续的预期期待，让天堂的门可以打开。
That expectation, keep that you keep yourself connected to heaven.
那个预期跟期待，让你能够继续跟天国连接。
So God can through you manifest the answer.
所以神能够透过你来彰显出答案。
This is also true with healing.
这在医治方面也是真实的。
A lot of people get the idea when somebody pray for me or when I pray, I should be healed. So immediately they will look at the body when the people pray.
很多人他们认为说别人为他们代祷的时候为他们祷告的时候他们立刻就会得医治所以祷告完的时候他们立刻看自己的身体
No, when you pray, God begins to work.
不当你祷告的时候神开始动工
But that healing power has to be manifest in your body.
但是那个医治的大能必须要彰显在你的身体上
Sometimes it takes time.
有时候需要时间
Now there are cases that are instantaneous healing.
是有一些例子是立刻瞬间的医治
But not always.
但不总是这样
But we have to keep on believing.
但我们必须要继续的相信
You keep on believing, allow the power of God keep on working in your body.
你继续相信就让神的大能能够继续在你的身体上面动工
What happened is a lot of people they just stop believing.
问题是在很多人他们就停止相信
Because they have the concept that when I pray or when I believe, my body should be healed. My body is not healed. It must not be God's will.
因为他们的观念是当我祷告我相信的时候 我的身体就应该立刻得医治了然后他们看他们身体哦还没有得医治
Only thing I can say is the more your faith is developed, the faster your healing will be.
我唯一能够说的就是你的信心越培养发展你的医治就会越来越快速
And the more your faith is developed, you can actually come to the place that you don't have to be sick anymore.
当你的信心发展越来越稳固的时候你也不需要再经历生病了
对你会来到一个地步你不需要生病的、
Amen.
因为那个疾病来的时候你可以很容易的赶出去、
Amen.
你不需要接受了、
Amen.
你可以来到一个地步你不需要生病的、
Amen.
但是你这个过程当中是你不断的不断的不断的不断的相信不断的更新你的思想不断的期待预期我们祷告的时候我们要预期神已经在做了你要一个很深很深的看见神已经在做的 God is at work in your body
神正在你的身体上面动工
You keep on believing it will manifest in your body
你继续的相信就会彰显在你的身体上
How do you keep believing
你怎么样继续相信呢
The way Bible says
就是照着圣经所说的方式
Heart believe, mouth speak
心里相信口里说出来
Believe in your heart and say with your mouth.
你心里相信用你的口说出来。
And you expect that to happen.
然后你预期会发生。
I can give you many, 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 many testimonies.
我可以给你很多很多很多的见证。
I'm sure you can too.
我相信你们也能够。
Like God, how God healed our body.
神怎么样来医治我们的身体。
Just like I mentioned several, actually now is...You can say a month, two, 3 months ago.
就好像我在大概两三个月前我所提到的。
There was some kind of growth in my body.
在我的身体上有那个肿，有一小小的肿。
Now it's not pinball, it's not the mosquito bite, it's not those kind of things.
那不是被蚊子咬，或是小小只是一个肿起来而已。
是一个地方蚊子咬不到的。你知道不是蚊子。Now, in the natural, most people, the mind immediately, oh no, this is that, oh no, doctor, oh no, hospital.
从自然来讲的话，很多人他们就会开始那个思想进来，哦，这是可能是这个那个，我需要去看医生了。
I did not even allow the thought to stay in my mind.
我甚至我不容许那些思想停留在我的脑中。
Because I know I'm healthy. God made me healthy.
因为我知道我是健康的，因为神造我是健康的。
Actually, I like to say this way.
事实上，我喜欢这样讲。
I'm healthy.
我是健康的
I'm resisting the sickness.
我在抵挡疾病
It's not that I'm sick, I'm trying to get help.
而不是 我生病了我想要得医治
对不是我生病要得医治我是健康的生病不应该来我的身体生命不应该 停留在我的身体疾病不应该停留在我的身体因为我是健康的你得救是健康的所以现在你不是想要得医治当然我们一方面我们可以说得医治但是即使说我们是要把这些疾病赶走排出去因为我们不需要接受 I did not receive that.
我不接受这个。
I did not even think about it.
我根本想都不要想。
I did not every day just I don't even think about it.
我没有每一天在摸，还在那里，还在那里，我甚至想都不要想。
I'm telling you, I think it's about two or three weeks later, it disappeared. I don't even know what it is, and I don't even care.
大概是两三个礼拜以后，突然它就突然不见了，我甚至我也不知道它什么时候不见。
Same thing one time.
同样的有一次。
All of a sudden, my neck is start hurting. The pain will hurt real bad.
突然我的颈部很痛，非常的痛。
So many years ago.
那是很多年前。
I went to work and it was bothering so much I couldn't hardly turn.
我去工作，然后因为很痛，所以我甚至没有办法工作。
And I don't even know what it is. I don't even know how it happened.
我也不知道那个到底是什么，也不知道怎么会发生。
So I asked people, coworkers, and have you experienced a sharp pain in the running down your neck?
所以我就问我的同事说，你们有没有经历过那种突然的疼痛，在你的颈部非常的痛？
A mistake.
那是一个错误。
You tell people, have you ever? Yes.
因为你问的时候，他们就说，哦，是啊，我有，我有这个，我有那个，我有什么？
And then this one lady says, that's a pinched nerve. Oh, I had that. Oh, I had that for so many years. Oh, you're gonna have that for so many years.
然后就有一个小姐，她说，哦，我有那个是那个神经方面的疼痛，那个长那个有问题。你我痛了好几年，你也会痛好几年。
I said, no. In 3 days, I'll be okay.
我就马上说不，我三天以后会好。
I don't know why I said 3 days. This is come out inside. 3 days, I'll be okay.
我不知道为什么我说三天，但是突然我里面就是出来，我三天以后我没事了。
如果早知道我说一天就可以了。And it did hurt for 3 days.
我他真的是痛了三天。
3 days later, total, all of a sudden gone. All of a sudden the pain was not there anymore.
然后三天以后，那个突然那个疼痛突然不见了，我也不知道为他怎么会不见了。
That was many many years ago. To this day, I never had that again.
但是很多很多年前到现在，我都没有再发生。
If you ask me what it is, I don't even know what it is.
如果你问我那到底是什么，我根本我也不知道是什么。
And I don't care.
我也不在乎。
Because the devil is crazy.
因为魔鬼是疯狂的。
He'll do this, he'll do that, he'll try to do a lot of things.
他会做这个做那个，他会想尽办法做各样的事。
So I don't care what it is.
所以我不在乎那个到底是什么。
I just know that I do not have to accept it.
我只要知道。我不需要接受。
I don't need to accept it.
我不需要接受。
God made my body to be healthy.
神造我的身体是健康的。
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
基督已经救赎我，脱离了一切律法的咒诅。
Now if I'm redeemed from the curse of the law, I don't need to have those curses come on me.
如果我已经被救赎，脱离了律法的咒诅，我不需要让那些咒诅再临到我的身上。
Jesus took it for me.
因为耶稣已经为我承担了。
One is already suffered. Why two?
一个已经受苦了，为什么还要两个人去受苦？
一个人受苦已经够了，还有第二个人受苦，没有意义的。Jesus already suffered for us, so I don't need to suffer that anymore.
耶稣已经为我们受苦了，我不需要再受苦。
I'm the healthy, and I don't need to be sick.
我是健康的，我不需要生病。
You gotta renew your mind, think this way.
你必须要更新你的心思意念，你要这样想。
You're not trying to get well every time you get sick. 你不是生病想要得医治，你是健康的来抵挡这些疾病，使他们没有办法能够进来。But you have to expect that.
但是你必须要预期，你要期待。
Expect that your body healthy.
你要预期你的身体是健康的。
So when you pray, not only you believe, you have to expect that.
所以当你祷告的时候，你不只是相信，而且你预期。
So this is why you have to constantly renew your mind with the word of God.
这就是为什么你要继续不断的用神的话语更新你的心思意念。
Because the devil constantly put your negative thoughts in your mind.
因为魔鬼会持续不断、继续不断的把那些负面的思想放在你的头脑。
Continuously.
他是继续不断、继续不断的。
Because he wants to wear you out.
因为他要把你消耗到让你精疲力尽。
But if your mind is renewed with the word of God, he cannot.
但如果你的心思意念已经被神的话语更新的时候，他不能够伤害你。
他没有办法进来的，没有办法。We can be just like Jesus.
我们可以跟耶稣完全一样。
Jesus said, "The prince of this world has come, but he has nothing in me."
耶稣说，世界的王已经来了，但是他在我里面一无所有。
世界的王已经在这个世界了，但是他对我们一无所有。如果我们行在神的话，如果我们行在信心，如果我们行在灵里，如果我们按照圣灵的带领。我们都不会受这些世界上所有的咒诅的影响，我们可以在这个世上成为光，成为盐。所以世界看到我们的时候，他们会感觉啊，你们真的很了不起。但是我们可以很容易跟他们讲，因为是耶稣，这是神要给我们的见证，不是我们了不起，是耶稣做了什么。所以荣耀一切都是归给神，因为这是都是耶稣所成就的。其实这是最好最完美的见证，最完整的见证是你活在众人的面前，让大家看到你是不一样的。 你是有神的同在，有神的祝福，有神的智慧，有神的健康，有神的富足，你有神的一切的时候，这个是一个吸引人家要相信一位神，真正的神，世界上没有的神，因为世界上没有跟神一个约，但是我们有，我们可以那么把握，那么坦然无惧，因为这本书不是说谎的，一切神所说的在这本书他会成就，因为这是他的约。感谢神。We're going to continue next week.
我们下个礼拜会继续。
Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
That your word is true.
你的话语是真实的。
We thank you that your word reveals your will.
我们感谢你，你的话语启示你的旨意。
That when we pray according to your will, you not only heal us, that you will answer our prayer.
当我们照着你的旨意祷告的时候，你说你不只是垂听，而且你会回应我们的祷告。
Father, I pray for each and every person here.
所以天父，我为我们当中的每一位来祷告。
That you give them revelation and the understanding of your word.
给他们，你给他们有关你话语的启示跟明白。
That every time when they open the Bible, the revelation comes.
所以每一次他们打开圣经，启示就来。
So they can see very clearly.
所以他们能够看得很清楚。
Your will.
你的旨意。
From your word.
从你的话语。
We thank you and praise you for it.
我们为此来感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Amen.